I'm just thankful for all the things that he's done for us. Amen. He is just a wonderful God, and I can see him. I can see amazing things happening every day, and I just want to give him all the glory, and that's why we're here this morning, just to praise and worship him. And even though we're not inside, we're outside. You know what? God sees us no matter where we're at, and he may even see us a little bit better today. And I think he'll bless us even more, knowing that we're out here in the heat. And he knows that, and we're willing to come and worship him. And so I'm so glad that you're all here this morning. So we're just going to worship him. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Amen. Do you want to see him this morning? Just open the eyes of your heart this morning and just let him fill you with his love and his mercy and his grace. And I just praise him this morning. Lord, we just thank you for this another beautiful day, Lord, that we can come and worship you. And Lord, we just thank you right now. We just praise and honor you, Lord. Be with us here today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I guess I'm having a little technical difficulty myself this morning. So, you know, we have those days, don't we? Amen. God is so good. Amen. In the morning when I rise, in the morning. When I rise in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. When I am alone, oh, when I am alone, when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. When I come to die, oh, when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. We thank you again, Lord. Amen. Prepare our hearts today, Lord. I just thank you. Amen. 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 God is so good, isn't he? Amen. Amen. I wanted to let you guys know the Pastor Terry, you know, yesterday was District Assembly, and it was in a different way than ever before. It was online. It was one of the best District Assemblies I'd ever attended. And, you know, and I say that, you know, laughingly, but I didn't have to drive to Decatur, you know, but it was really, really, really good. Pastor Terry had some wonderful things to say to the church and about the future of the church. And I tell you, he's bringing unity to the churches, and it's a wonderful thing. He's got a wonderful vision for our church and for our district. And yes, there's some changes, but, you know, He is just, I just want to say that he's really doing a wonderful thing, and I believe God has sent him here for us. And but he wrote a letter to me and to the church, and it was in response to my annual report that I wrote about our church. And yes, he wrote it to me as pastor here, but let me tell you, it's about you guys. It's about you guys. It's about what you do for the Lord here in this church. And the response from the district superintendent, Pastor Terry Armstrong, to Pastor Randy Wright in regards to your annual report: what a joy to hear and watch the church in Anna grow and flourish. You are doing an awesome work, and thank you for your faithfulness and energy in the kingdom. He says, you are awesome. And that's what he told me. And I thought about that, and I was like, you know, that makes me feel good to get a letter like that from somebody, just like it would anybody. But, you know, I couldn't do it. I could not have gotten a letter like that if it wasn't for you guys. And I appreciate each and every one of you. And I tell you, the Anna Church is flourishing, and it is growing. And we may not look around and see hundreds and hundreds of people, but let me tell you, we have a wonderful spirit in our church, and we are spiritually on fire for the Lord. And that means more. That means more than it does. We could fill the pews, we could fill this parking lot with hundreds of people, but if they are not here with the Spirit of the Lord in their heart, that's what means. That. But thank you, okay? Thank you. Thank you so much. We have several people that need our prayer, and be mindful of the look through the prayer list there. And a little bit later on in the service, I'm going to anoint Brother Leonard, and if I can keep my notes here from blowing away. This week, it's kind of different this week. I'll try to stand still. I don't know if I can. I'll do my best to stand still. But, you know, normally I type out my sermon. I have it all ready, hole punched, put in the book. It's ready to go. And this week, it just seemed like the words that I wanted to write down, I just couldn't get them written down like I wanted to. And I kept praying about it, and I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do this morning? Because I knew, I said, you want me to speak. And, you know, Wednesday night we had a good Bible study Wednesday night out of the book of Habakkuk. And I've been looking at the minor prophets a little bit in the Old Testament. And one of the minor prophets that really came to me was Haggai. And it's a short chapter. Read it. It's only two chapters. It's a short book. But I was led, to speak out of Haggai this morning, and I think the Lord has something for us out of this, as he always does. But I ask you this morning, just like we sang, open up the eyes of your heart this morning. Open up the eyes of your heart, and let the Holy Spirit speak to you this morning. Because his word, let his word come into your heart. And, the book of Haggai, the prophet, the Lord came to him and spoke to him about 18 years between, they estimated between 15 and 18 years after they had been released out of exile from Babylon. And, it talks about how God rose up Babylon to take, and he conquered Israel. He went into Jerusalem and he exiled all the Israelites out of Babylon, or out of Jerusalem, and he burned the temple, Solomon's great temple, that beautiful temple. He destroyed it. And so for 70 years they were in exile. And you can read about the story of Daniel, in his story about how they were exiled and they were in living in Babylon, which is also a reminder of me, of us today, how we live in this nation we live in today, which is like Babylon in a lot of ways. But a Persian king rose up about 70 years after they were in exile. A Persian king he rose up and he took control and he defeated Babylon. And so then he told Jerusalem, he said, you can go back. Or he told the Israelites, you can go back to Jerusalem and you can build your temple again. And so after they had been released, about 18 years after they had been released, Haggai comes into the picture here with this word to the people. And in verse 3 of the book of Haggai, chapter 1, it says, then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin? Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much but harvested little. You eat but you never have enough. You drink but you never have your fill. You put on clothes but you are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in your purse with holes in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. I want to bring out a couple points this morning. There's actually four messages in the whole two chapters here. And, you know, these people, he says, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. And I thought, you know, for 18 years they had went back from when they had left exile. They come back in Jerusalem and they started building their own houses and they started building their businesses up and they started doing their own thing. But yet the Lord's house, the sanctuary, the temple had been left in ruin. And I think about how busy that we can get. How busy that we can get sometimes in life. And we let other things go. But the Lord says, you know, he tells them right here, he said, then the word of the Lord came and he said, is it time for you guys to be living in your paneled houses while the house remains in ruin? And why did I say that? Why is that so important? If we look back in Exodus, when the Israelites left Egypt and they found themselves at Mount Sinai, Moses came down off the mountain. What was one of the first things that they did? They built the tabernacle. They built the tabernacle. Why is that so important? Is because they were putting God first. God came first. And then everything else was added. And I know this is kind of off for me. I feel awkward this morning. But the Lord wanted me to share this in this way for some reason. And I think sometimes we get so caught up in our lives, when we were so focused on work and our jobs and our kids and our family and all these things, and sometimes we let that temple, we let it go. And in the Old Testament, the temple represented a big building, you know, Solomon's temple, God's temple. But in today, that temple represents ourselves. And sometimes we get so busy and caught up in life that we start letting go and we forget about that temple, taking care of it. And what the word says right here, what does the Lord say? He says, give careful thought to your ways. Give careful thought to your ways. And I want you to this morning to look into your lives this morning and give careful thought about what's going on in your life. What are you doing in your life? And I know we say that, oh yeah, we put God number one. We put God first, but yet when we really take careful thought of our lives and we look into our lives, we find out that God is just a small part of it. And it's so easy to fall into that, and that's what God has reminded them. What happened to my temple? What happened to me? What happened to me? For 18 years, you guys have been doing all this other stuff. You've been building your own houses, and what happened to me? Another part of this, he says, you have planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. And in the book of Matthew, Jesus says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And I thought, that just hit me. That just hit me from the words of Jesus in the book of Matthew when he said, you have planted much, but harvested little. And I think about all the good seeds that's been planted, even by our church and by the churches around the world. And I think about the numbers. I think, and I know I don't want to focus on numbers, but when I look at statistics, when I look back at our church and I look back at you know, are we really harvesting? Are we really adding to the church daily? Are we really working for the church? He says, we planted plenty, but you've harvested little. And this is a challenge to myself. This is a challenge to myself. You know, I talk to a lot of people throughout the week, and I want to share my testimony with them, and I want to talk about Jesus, and I plant a lot of seeds. But am I really seeing a harvest? Am I really working towards that harvest? See, this is an accountability on me. Give careful thought to your ways. Think about what's going on in your life. It says you go on and you drink, but you never are filled. You know, there's a lot of people that they can't ever be happy. They look for all kinds of things to try to make them happy. They buy possessions and they have nice homes, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when it gets in the way of our relationship with Jesus Christ, when it gets in the way of our Christian walk, when we start taking our eyes off the temple, our focus off the temple, come on now, it lays in ruin. It says, this is what the Lord Almighty says, give careful thought to your ways. It says, go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build my house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. Have you ever had days like that? You expected a lot, you know. Have you ever bought a new toy? Man, it was just what you wanted, and you worked hard. You dreamed about having this toy. And I'm 52 years old, and I still like toys, okay? There's things that I like. And then once you get it, you know, it seems like about 3 days after you've had it, it just doesn't seem like it's as what it is all cracked up to be. It starts to fade off. But I'm telling you, our relationship with Jesus Christ is not like that. If we continue to give careful attention. I want to go on to the second thing. Verse 13. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people. I am with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit in Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jehodak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month. The encouragement here is that the Lord will stir the spirit of His people if we're willing. And I know that there's a lot of work that we could do. There's a lot of work. And I guess this word is what I'm trying to say. Is during this time, this thing that we're going through, this pandemic they call so-called, I say that, we still have to deal with it. And even though we're dealing with it in a different way than we ever have before, and we're having church differently than we've ever had before, don't let the house of God lay in ruin. Don't let the temple lay in ruin. Let the Spirit stir you up and begin to do the work that's been set before us. You know, we have a promised glory in that new house. Chapter 2, verse 3 says, "Who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now?" That's my third question, I guess, to you. Is I guess that, you know, this remnant, what was left, it says the remnant of Israel that had come back to Jerusalem. There was just some left, and there must have been some older people there. Some older ones that remembered how the temple was and how it was so beautiful, and it remembered what it was like. And I want to say this morning, do you remember? I have many stories about what I remember. I remember some of the saints in our church, in this church and in my home church. I remember some of the saints in the church that were so filled with the Spirit that they couldn't help, they couldn't contain themselves to shout glory, to work hard, to do the things that needed to be done, to work hard and sacrifice so that we could have this building built in 1966. They worked hard. They worked hard. And I remember also the day that I was saved. I remember the day I was saved. I remember it just like it was yesterday, and I never want to forget that day, because to me it was like the windows of heaven opened up and I realized that I had a real relationship with a mighty God, and that He had forgiven me of all my sins. What a day. And I want to say, do I remember that? Yes, I do. How does that look today? Do you remember the day you were saved? I want to say, if you remember the day you were saved, think about that day, and now think about today. How does it look today? How does it look today? That's really what this story is about. It's a renewing. It's a renewing of the temple. It's a reminder to take careful thought in your ways. What's happened to you through the years? And I will say this. Look at the church. Look at our church. Look at our congregation. We can even go look at this church or look at the nationwide church. Is it what it should be? Is it like it used to be? And I mean spiritually. He goes on to say, does it seem to you like nothing? Does it seem to you like nothing? We have a lot of people that claim to be Christians, but yet their lives don't show that. I don't mean that to be judgmental, because I really believe we need to not focus on who people are, but focus on what they can become. And I think that's something that we should do, because I know what I was. I know there's a lot of people out there who need Christ in their life. And we can't always focus on who they are. We need to focus on who they can become, and that's a child of the King. And that's the job of the church. And is that what we're doing, folks? As a church, as a congregation, is that our main objective? Is that what we're doing? Is that where our focus is? No matter what, whether we're inside or outside, no matter what, in the book of Acts, when we look there at the early church, when they get scattered, when they get persecuted, when they would get scattered all over the countryside, they never stopped. They never stopped adding to the church daily, even when they had to hide in homes and have Bible studies and small group meetings and all that. They never stopped. They kept going forward. They kept adding to the church daily. He goes on to say, does it seem to you like nothing? Verse 4, he says, but now be strong. I love that. Now be strong. Let's be strong, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. I'm tongue-tied this morning. You know, sometimes he's like, man, I'm with you. Be strong now. It's time to be strong is what I'm trying to tell you this morning. It's time to be strong. It's not time to give up. It's not time to get relaxed. It's not time to be complacent. It's not time to let the house of the Lord, the temple, go to ruin. It's time to continue to build the temple. Build it up stronger than it ever has been before. This is that time. And he's saying, be strong. Get to work. Build my temple. Get back to me. Stay close to me. The Spirit is there. I will fill you up. I will be with you everywhere you go. That's what he's saying right here. Verse 5, this is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. And my Spirit remains among you. Do not fear. Do not fear. And I know a lot of people have a lot of fear and anxieties going on right now. And I want to tell you what, this is one of the hardest times for me. I mean, there's people in the hospital that I can't go see. They won't let me in the door. That hurts. That bothers me. I called the hospital yesterday. I wanted to go see somebody. And I was like, I'm a pastor. You're not going to let me in. They said, no, we can't let you in. Man, that hurts. Can't go to the nursing homes and visit anybody. It bothers me. But then I read these words and it says, be strong. Don't give up. Don't fear. You just keep building that temple. You keep, look close at yourself and watch what you're doing. Give careful thought to your ways. He goes on to say, because in a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and what is desired by all nations will come. And I will fill this house with my glory, says the Lord God Almighty. Amen. I'm waiting that day, right? So he says, be strong and don't give up, because there's a day coming. There's a day coming when I'm going to shake the foundations of this world. I'm going to shake the heavens. I'm going to shake, and then this house will be filled with my glory. Amen. Come on now. This is good. I'm going to skip over to the last thing. Verse 21, it says, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. He reminds us again here. The word of the Lord came to Haggai a second time on the 24th day of the month. He says, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kings. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers. Horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant. And I will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord God Almighty. Man, I'm telling you, one of these days, the eastern sky is going to open up. and he is going to come back. And that's what we've been waiting for. We are living in a time of Babylon, and I see this time coming. And he said, it's only going to last a short time. And there's going to be a time when the heavens are going to shake. And listen, I'm going to come back for my people. And when I do, I've got a place prepared for you. I got a place that's so beautiful. I've got a house built for you. And you're going to go to a place where there's no more pain. There's no more suffering. There's no more sorrow. There's no more coronavirus. Amen? And you're going to be with me, and my house is going to be filled with my glory. I can't wait for that day. That's the call to the church, and I want to say, give careful thought. Give careful thought to where you are today.